As I said to the children this morning at the school mass, sometimes even very, very good people suffer. And we know this is true, don't we? We have to look no further than the life of Jesus himself to see that sometimes the very best suffer. They're not always understood, and often they have enemies. And sometimes they're persecuted just for telling the truth. Jesus makes the point today in the gospel that he was sent by God the Father. And he was sent to do good things, to do the works of the Father. He even said to his opponents, if you don't believe me, at least believe the works I'm doing. Believe in those, and believe that God has sent me to do them. And what were the works that God sent Jesus to do? Well, we just have to look at his life. He went around healing the sick, forgiving sins, welcoming the outcast, giving people hope, helping them to believe, strengthening their faith, pulling them back when they'd strayed. The works of the Father, and raising the dead to life, the ultimate healing, the ultimate healing. We're gathered today to celebrate two sacraments, both of them gifts from God, gifts given to us through Jesus, the gift of the Eucharist, which nourishes us, sustains us on a for many of you, a daily basis, certainly weekly, receiving the Lord as food and drink. And then this other sacrament that is spoken about in the first reading today from James. Is anyone sick among you? Send for the priests. Let them come and anoint them in the Lord. Anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. The Lord will raise them up, and if they've committed sins, they will be forgiven. I've said it often before at these healing masses that there is lots that needs healing in our lives when we are sick. I could stand to be anointed myself today. I have little allergies, so I need your prayers. But lots, sickness gets in the way, doesn't it, huh? Stops us in our tracks. It's a great inconvenience. And we lose patience, don't we? With ourselves, with others. People lose patience with us. Sickness is as hard on the caregivers as it is on the caregiven. But even deeper than that, so often when we are sick, when we're not feeling well, when we hurt, when there's pain in our life, it affects our faith. We begin to doubt or be angry or feel guilty or afraid. And all of those things need to be healed. This is the sacrament for all of that. Not just for our bodies or our runny noses. This is the sacrament that goes deep in us to heal us. And for this, Jesus was sent. He came to do that very thing, which is the strongest argument we have that God does not make us sick. God does not bring us illness, disease, or injury. Otherwise, God the Father and Jesus the Son would be working against each other. One makes them sick, one heals them. Does that make any sense? No. So where does illness come from? I can't answer that. It's a great mystery. We just know that everyone who has ever lived on this planet at one time or another has felt pain, including God's own Son. We take hope that God loves us, wants us to be whole. And we pray today in this sacrament that those who need healing of any kind, whether it's of the spirit, of the body, of the age, of the mind, will be healed.